Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Understanding Performance Metrics. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Analyzing Data for Insights in the Business Intelligence Fundamentals for Non-Technical Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore key performance indicators, KPIs, in business, how to identify relevant KPIs, and the role of KPIs in tracking performance. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to define and utilize performance metrics to assess business performance effectively. Main content: key performance indicators, KPIs. In business, KPIs are measurable values that demonstrate how effectively a company is achieving its key business objectives. They provide a clear indicator of performance over time, allowing organizations to assess their success at reaching targets. For instance, if a company has a goal to increase customer satisfaction, a relevant KPI might be the Net Promoter Score, NPS, which measures customer loyalty and satisfaction. KPIs can vary widely among industries and businesses, but they generally fall into two categories: high-level indicators that focus on the overall performance of the organization and low-level indicators that focus on departmental or operational goals. Understanding the distinction between these types of KPIs is crucial for setting targets and managing performance effectively. High-level KPIs might include metrics such as revenue growth rate or profit margin, which reflect the overall health of the organization. In contrast, low-level KPIs, like customer service response times or production efficiency rates, can provide insights into specific areas of the business. It's essential for businesses to select a balanced mix of both types of KPIs to ensure comprehensive performance measurement. How to identify relevant KPIs? Identifying the right KPIs for your business involves understanding your goals and objectives clearly. Start by asking yourself what you want to achieve. Is it increased sales, improved customer satisfaction, or enhanced operational efficiency? Once you have a clear goal, you can determine the metrics that will best measure your progress toward that goal. For example, if your objective is to grow revenue, you might consider KPIs such as monthly sales growth, average transaction value, or customer acquisition cost. To ensure these KPIs are relevant, they should be specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound, SMART. This framework will help you establish meaningful KPIs that align with your business objectives. Additionally, it's important to engage with team members from various departments during this process. Their insights can help ensure that the selected KPIs accurately reflect the goals of the organization and are practical for monitoring progress. The role of KPIs in tracking performance. KPIs play a pivotal role in tracking performance as they provide valuable insights into your business's operations. By regularly monitoring these metrics, you can identify trends, track progress, and make informed decisions. For example, if a KPI indicates a decline in sales, you can investigate further to understand the underlying causes and take corrective action. Furthermore, KPIs can facilitate communication within your organization, as they provide a common language for discussing performance across different departments. By sharing these metrics with your teams, you can ensure everyone is aligned with the organization's goals and understands how their individual contributions impact overall success. Regular updates on KPIs can also motivate employees by showing them the direct impact of their work on business objectives. Examples. Let's consider a few examples from a hypothetical business context. Imagine you run a small e-commerce store. One of your primary goals might be to increase sales over the holiday season. A relevant KPI for this goal could be the conversion rate, which measures the percentage of visitors to your site that make a purchase. By tracking this KPI, you can adjust your marketing strategies or website design to optimize the shopping experience and boost sales. Another example could involve customer support. If your objective is to enhance customer satisfaction, you might track the average response time to customer inquiries as a KPI. A decrease in response time may correlate with increased customer satisfaction, which can lead to higher retention rates and positive word-of-mouth referrals. Lastly, if your business goal is to improve operational efficiency, you could measure the average time taken to fulfill an order. By monitoring this KPI, you can identify bottlenecks in your process and implement changes to streamline operations, ultimately leading to cost savings and improved service delivery. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essentials of performance metrics, focusing on KPIs and their significance in assessing business performance. We explored how to identify relevant KPIs and the critical role they play in tracking performance. By understanding and utilizing these metrics effectively, you can make informed decisions that drive your business towards achieving its goals. Moving forward, consider how you can apply these concepts to your own work context to enhance performance tracking and decision-making. Reflection questions: what specific business goal can you set for your team, and which KPIs would you choose to measure progress toward that goal? How can you ensure that the KPIs you select remain relevant and aligned with your business objectives over time? In what ways can you communicate KPI results with your team to foster a culture of performance improvement?